Chapter 6. First Impressions. At 3:30 p.m. Paloma's mum came to take her children home from school. Mrs. Santos asked them about their first day at Forest Hill. David liked his new school and was happy with his teacher. He wanted to tell them all his new English words. Marta was also quite positive about her first day. She told her mother what subjects she was going to study and about A-levels in England. Paloma wasn't listening to Marta. She was feeling ignored. She was angry because nobody was paying any attention to her. "Why is Mum always so interested in Marta and David?" she thought. "What about me? She hasn't asked me a thing. It's always like this. She just doesn't care about me or how I survived my first day." "What about you, Paloma?" Mum asked suddenly, as if she had read her daughter's thoughts. "How was your day?" "Okay," said Paloma. She didn't want to talk to anyone about Forest Hill now. It was too late. Mum wasn't really interested in her. Marta had been getting her attention all the way home. "It's not fair," thought Paloma as they arrived home. She went up to her bedroom to be alone. It was nice in her spacious new bedroom, with her new computer and new sofa bed. She lay on her bed and reviewed the events of the day. "It wasn't too bad, apart from the boring geography lesson and the English," she thought. "The teachers are okay, and the students seem quite friendly. It'll be much easier when my English improves." Paloma decided to send Eva an email. "I'll call it First Impressions," she thought. She switched on her computer, opened up her emails and wrote to Eva. "To eva@yahoo.es from paloma1@cmail.com. Subject, First Impressions. "Hi, Eva. Well, I survived the first day of school. It wasn't too bad, really. The classes aren't as big as you thought. There are only 20 in each class. There are about 40 kids in my year, and just over half are boys. Some of the boys are really cute too. Our headmistress is old-fashioned and very serious. You were right. Everyone speaks English a lot. Some of the kids can speak Spanish quite well, though. I met a nice girl called Alexa. She used to live in Valencia, and she speaks Spanish like a native. The school lunches are great. I can't remember the names of the other students in my class. I've got a lot of homework, but I finished school at 3:30 p.m. How are things in sunny Spain? Do you miss me as much as I miss you? Have you seen Daniel? I'm going to write to him next. Please write soon and give me lots of news. Lots of love, your best friend, Paloma." Paloma reread the email. Was it all right? She didn't want Eva to think she was a total loser, but she didn't want her to think she was having too much fun without her. Too much fun? Why had she thought that? To be honest, she was starting to enjoy the adventure a little. School wasn't that bad, and she had made a friend already. She counted how many smiling faces she had put in her email. 9. Should she delete one for the boys? No, they were really cute, she remembered. How many sad faces had she included? 4. That seemed fair. She had also told Eva that she missed her. The email was fine. She decided to send it without thinking any more about it. She pressed send and then started thinking about what she should write to Daniel. Suddenly, her sister knocked on her door and came into the room. Paloma liked the way her sister knocked before she came into the room. It showed her a kind of adult respect. Marta was coming in to talk more often these days. Surprisingly, Paloma liked that too. The two sisters sat together and discussed their first impressions of Forest Hill. Marta didn't mention the serious things like chosen subjects or exams now. She talked about the other students and even the boys in her class. Paloma told Marta about Alexa and her obsession with healthy food and calories. I think she was upset that I chose food with lots of calories for lunch, Paloma said. Why should she care what I eat? Be careful, Paloma, said Marta, with a worried look on her face. Your new friend Alexa sounds a little like Eva. This confused Paloma, because the two girls weren't similar at all. She asked Marta to explain what she meant. Eva likes to control her friends too much, especially you, said Marta. I think she's false and she manipulates people. Paloma thought about that carefully. Was it true? Did Eva manipulate her? Paloma wasn't sure anymore about their friendship. She hadn't studied English after school, like Marta did, because Eva had told her not to. She had said the boys would think she was a swot. Maybe that was only because Eva wasn't intelligent enough to study anything after school, thought Paloma. She didn't want me to work hard and get better marks than her. Daniel didn't think I was a swot because I got good marks at science, said Paloma. He liked working with me. We did a great science project together. Of course, said her sister. He's a nice boy. I'm sure he sees what type of person Eva is. Maybe you're right, Marta, said Paloma. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about what you just said. Finally, Mum called them for dinner. We've been talking for over 2 hours, Paloma said. We never did that in Spain. Yes, why didn't we? Laughed Marta. Maybe because you were always talking to Eva. The girls ran downstairs together, still laughing. Their mother saw this and smiled to herself.